Welcome to Serene Motivations. I'm your host, Johnette Young, and joining me is my awesome co-host,
Terrell T. Lewis.
Terrell T. Lewis, what's going on, Rel? What's going on? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay. I just want to tell everybody out there that my father had passed away on Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. And, you know, though I'm hurt a little bit, knowing what the word says about people in passing, Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Absolutely.
And I do have a time of mourning, but, you know, I'm confident to know that my father, who had his peace with God and has been saved through the Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
he is now in Abraham's bosom with our Father in heaven and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So to everybody out there, you know, who's lost a loved one, you know, I can truly understand. You know, I can truly understand.
Mm-hmm.
And my prayers are out to you as I've received many prayers from you. I thank you.
Absolutely. And this is a time of celebration for mm-hmm. Mr. Gregory Lewis's homegoing. You know, a lot of us tend to grieve sometimes and we think the worst and, you know, how am I going to go on and, you know. But it's a blessing to be here and see that this family is pulling through this with the utmost faith and love and peace, you know, and hope. And it's just awesome just seeing, you know, how this, you know, this time of grieving is being celebrated. So with that being said, you know, Mr. Gregory Lewis, you know, in time we will all see you again.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dad. We're going to see you again. You know, I got to finish what I got to do down here. What God asked me down here, and I'll be up there to see you again.
Absolutely. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us on this beautiful cold day that God has blessed us with. And know and understand that we appreciate you joining us every single Wednesday for your midweek lunch hour power pick-me-up. Today we have a very, very empowering, inspirational show for you. We have Miss Kenyatta Bryant, songstress. She's going to be on sharing her beautiful voice with us. Excuse me. Tongue-tied today. I'm tongue-tied. It's Wednesday, so it's okay for me. So she's going to be sharing her beautiful voice with us and also her powerful testimony and how God has guided her on her path to her most excellent purpose. We also have Miss Denise Zealous with us today. She's the founder of the Zealous Hope Project. I can't wait to hear from both these beautiful ladies. They are divine indeed. That's definitely divine. So with that said, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be coming back with Miss Kenyatta Bryant, gospel vocalist, songstress, actress. Yes. Verse with you in a sec.
I'm back soon.
Dallas, calling out all high school seniors and current college students. Listen up.
Don't let your barriers block your blessings.
And don't let your past dictate your future.
Because we have a challenge for you.
Hi, this is Dorian Paul Williams, formerly of the great Charlie Wilson and the Gap Band, and founder of the Fathers Who Will Foundation. We've created a unique scholarship called the See Average Encouragement Scholarship. That's right, See Average Encouragement Scholarship because of students just like this. And we're coming to your town to bless you. Hit them with the website.
That's www.cscholarshiptour.com.
That's www.cscholarshiptour.com.
So,
you may be a C average student now,
but with a little more encouragement and motivation,
let's show the world what you can be.
Too many times we find ourselves wearing masks to cover our true selves. Girl in the Glass is an empowerment group that supports you in honoring the person you are meant to be. Go to www.girlintheglass.net and learn to trust, receive, and believe in your ability to live in your truth. Visit www.girlintheglass.net today.
Are you looking for a book that will uplift, inspire, and motivate you to pursue your God-given purpose? Do you need to hear testimonies of how others overcame to be triumphant? Are you searching for a guide to spiritual maturity? Or perhaps you'd like that perfect gift for a friend? The Survival Radio Christian Network has just the thing for you. Let Me Testify, Messages of Triumph, Purpose, and Survival is a brand new anthology from the hosts of this great network. Order your copy of Let Me Testify today at www.survivalradiochristiannetwork.com. That's www.survivalradiochristiannetwork.com. Read, receive, and be blessed.
Attention, pastors, ministry leaders, and nonprofits. Did you know that most leaders cannot describe their ideal leadership environment? Do you currently have systems in place to facilitate a growth environment? Imagine having a ministry or organization with the tools and strategies that are guaranteed to improve leadership awareness in your staff and volunteers. Stop and imagine no longer. Alley Thief Consulting Group was established just for you, those who dare to lead from the inside out. Allow the truth Alley Thief leadership to meet your training, speaking, and coaching needs at www.alleythiefconsultinggroup.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S consultinggroup.com, or give us a call at 240-245-0503, or email us at alleythiefleader@gmail.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S leader@gmail.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Serene Motivations. I'm your host, Shawnette Young, and I'm being joined by...
Terrell T. Lewis.
Terrell T. Lewis. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in today. As I said, as before we went to break, we have a very interesting guest with us, Ms. Kenyatta Bryant, and I'm so blessed to have her join us on Serene Motivation here on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. Ms. Kenyatta, how are you doing today?
I am well, Jarmed. How are you?
I am very well, blessed, grateful, the whole nine. Yes, yes, yes. I'm so glad to have you joining us back, joining us again. I want to let you guys know that Kenyatta was actually on the show a few weeks ago with the cast. She's a cast member of the awesome play Love Unbreakable, and she was, you know, here with the rest of her cast members. They did an awesome job. But I had to ask Kenyatta to come back because she has a very, very unique purpose, and I want her to share that with us. Her voice is truly awesome. She has a gift of song. Kenyatta, please share with us when it was that you discovered that your voice was just divine in the way that it is.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for the opportunity once again to be a part of your show. And to Terrell, you will definitely be in my prayers because I have been down that road before. Well, you know what, Jeanette? I've been singing ever since I was a little bitty girl. My grandmother kept me in church. I started off in the Sunshine Band and just, you know, slowly progressed to the bigger choirs. But it wasn't until I would say about 2001, when I moved away from home, and I moved to Georgia and started becoming active in churches up there. Back home in Florida, I was surrounded by singers, great singers, you know, so I had a lot of training, but I was very shy. I would not lead songs or anything. You asked me to lead a song, my head would just start hurting. I was very shy. When I moved away, it was almost like God had me in a place where he snatched me out of my comfort zone, and I was no longer allowed. I mean, I was just being forced to do certain things, and at that point, I had no choice but to do it. And the more I did it and you just gave my gift to him, the more I became comfortable with it and the more God began to use me in the ministry of music.
That's right. That's right.
And
sometimes,
that was
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, that was with singing and directing choirs. And, I mean, it went from directing local choirs to being the state praise and worship leader. I mean, the elevations just continued. So, again, it was just God just really snatching me out of my comfort zone and putting me in a place where I had no choice but to, you know, operate in ministry and use the gift that he had given me.
Absolutely. You know what? And with that being said, sometimes it is just better to just go ahead and jump in that pool.
You know,
and learn how to swim. That's the best thing sometimes, you know. And I'm glad that, you know, you grabbed a hold of it like that and just, you know, it's just riding out with it. What are some of the things that you have going on right now as far as your singing career?
Actually, there's one song in particular that I wrote about two years ago almost now, and I was actually just talking to a friend about it today, and I say, you know what? That's my next project. There's this one song. It's called Excuses, and it's kind of a catchy little song that I think people will really enjoy. And it basically just talks about how when it comes to serving God and just giving God our time, we mm-hmm. find every excuse in the world. On Sunday morning, it seems like nothing goes wrong until Sunday. On Sundays, you got to do this, you got to do that. And it's a really catchy little song that I think people will really enjoy. But it's the truth, you know. We just find so many reasons and excuses on why we can't give God the time that is due him. So that's going to be my next project. Outside of that, we still have the Love Unbreakable tour going on, which I am mm-hmm. one of the stars in that. So
yeah.
Those are the two major projects that I have ahead of me at this point.
Okay. That's right. Keep it moving right along, you know. God, you know, he opens the door for us, you know what I mean? We got to run through them. I'm not stepping
Absolutely.
Through any doors no more. You know, I run through them, you know, because I think they're going to close.
I know that's right.
You have to boom right on through them. That's right, you know.
And doors are open for a season, you know. They don't remain open. You know, it's a seasonal period that God allows things to happen. And during those seasons, you get all you can get because, you know, we all know that trials come. So, you know, during the times that you are in that phase of being blessed and God is opening doors,
that's right.
It. And like you said, run because it's not going to last. Behind it, you better believe that just as sure as you're being blessed, those are some trials that are going to come so that you can appreciate the blessings
That's
and
right.
the doors that God is opening for you.
Amen. That's right. You know what, Kenyatta, I got to share, excuse me, I got to share with you about the Bible. You know, Kenyatta wrote an excellent song. It's so awesome. It's called The Bible, and I have been listening to it nonstop while I'm working, you know. So, because it's so catchy. It's so catchy, and we're about to bless you guys with that song, The Bible, because as I work, you know, I listen to it, I get up, and this one, I had to put it in my, my motivational music cue. So when I get up in the morning, you know, I'm getting my little people off, and then I sit down at my desk, you know, and then I just go right into it, and I got my music bumping, and, you know, so I'm just sitting up there, I'm working, and I got to get up and dance, you know, so Kenyatta is all through, you know, my house in the morning. You know, with her song. So, you know, without further ado, here is The Bible by Miss Kenyatta Bryant.
song is divine indeed. Thank you, Kenyatta.
Thank God.
That song is awesome, y'all. So now you see, now y'all can see why I have that playing every morning. It gets those creative juices flowing. That's a beautiful song indeed. What was
Thank
going
you.
Through your mind when you wrote the song?
You know what, believe it or not, I was at work at the time. I was teaching, and I was teaching kindergarten. And mm-hmm. I was looking at the little ones just running around playing, and I thought about this song that we used to sing when I was a little girl. It's called the B-I-B-L-E. It was a cute little song. We used to sing it. It had one verse to it, and that was it. And I was thinking, you know, how can I take that one little verse and add some more stuff to it and just really jazz it up? And believe
right.
it or not, that's how that song came about. I was out on the playground and listening to the kids call me, Miss uh-huh. Miata, Miss Miata. And that started going through my head because, believe it or not, most of the songs that I wrote, it was at chaotic times in my classroom, you know, and, you know, don't understand it, but that's how it happened. And at that time, I was thinking about that song, looking at the little kids, and I was thinking, how can I transition that time period from then up until mm-hmm. this present time? That, you know, that little soft little song worked for me back then, and that was a long time ago. But how can I make a song that will be catchy for the babies now? And believe
yeah.
it or not, I get a lot of testimonies from parents that says, hey, you know, my kids love your song. They're playing your
yes,
song. Or, you know, when they hear it, they're just jamming in the car, you know. So I thank God for the arrangement, and it seems to be working.
Absolutely.
So I'm very grateful.
Absolutely, and I'm grateful for it, too, because my little people love it, especially my 7-year-old. When he gets to dancing, you know, it's definitely something else. Because, you know, he really doesn't have rhythm. He catches it by accident, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, when he's dancing, he's all off, and then for a couple minutes, he might catch it, you know. But he gets to shaking his little self and doing his jiggling and wiggling, and he sings it, you know. Little people are really inspired by it, and that's such a blessing. That's
oh,
really a blessing.
I am so grateful.
You know, and I want to go back, Kenyatta. I want you to go back, you know, sometimes and a period of time and share with us your testimony, because you have been through some deep valleys, and God has guided you in such a miraculous way. Please share with us some of the breakdowns and breakthroughs that you have encountered.
Wow. You're absolutely right. I have been through some valleys. And you know what? I think that 2012, 2013 were probably the most difficult times of my life. Many people know, but there's lots of people that don't know. You know, along with being a gospel recording artist, I was also a first lady. I was
mm-hmm.
married to a pastor. We pastored our own church for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
2012 was rough because I lost a lot of family members. 9th, I lost my grandmother. April the 9th is that 30 days later. I lost my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. June of the same year, 2012, I lost my uncle, my grandfather's brother. October mm-hmm. of the same year, 2012, we lost his wife. November 9th, 2012, mm-hmm. I lost my mom's sister. See, I lost 5 very, very close family in 2012, and
mm-hmm.
just when I thought there was light at the end of the tunnel coming out of the year, you know, the following year I had to deal with the anniversaries, you know, of their passing. So mm-hmm. March 9th, you know, was my grandmother. April 9th was my uncle. My brother. April 10th was my son's birthday. And on April 10th, we got a call saying that my 65-year-old uncle had been abducted. He's pretty normal, but somebody had been watching him, and he got abducted that day. 11th, you know, was all over the news that they had found a body that was badly burned in a car. And April 12th, they called all the family in to say that the body that they found was identified by the dental records, and it was a 55-year-old uncle. If that wasn't bad enough, April 19th, we had hit a memorial service for him, and April 22nd, my great aunt passed. April 29th, we had her service, her funeral services, and May the 2nd, I was in doing my hair, and my husband pulled up with a U-Haul truck and emptied out the house. He walked out the door, took everything. I mean, everything. He left me and the kids with a TV and just stuff that he couldn't take at the time. I'm a mother of six kids, the oldest being 14, and the youngest are a set of twins that's seven. And after he walked out, took everything, the kids and I, we were left in the house. We had nothing. We were all sleeping in one room on the floor, we have gas in the house. You know, we were using a space heater just to try to keep warm. I was boiling water for us to take baths every day. And we lived like that for 3 weeks. I was cooking off of burners, you know, while he was living in his apartment with everything functional. And it was difficult because I couldn't cry in front of the kids. I couldn't break down. I kept a smile on my face. I still had to go to work. I still had to drop them off to school. I had all of this that was weighing on me. I mean, the only time that I could really just cry to God was when they were asleep at night. And even then, it was difficult because while they were asleep, I had to watch my kids laying on the floor when that's something that I wasn't accustomed to. I had to deal with the man that I had been married to for 12 and a half years had walked out the door and left us in such a bad state. But I did it. I did it through the grace of God. I did it, and we stayed there for 3 weeks. At that point, I didn't know. I said, God, I just don't know, but I refuse to give up. I refuse to give up. I had been told that, hey, you know what? Yeah, you did a CD, but you haven't done anything else. It's not going to go nowhere. You've been in a play, but you'll never be the star in anyone's play. I mean, all these things that, you know, the enemy spoke over my life. I was just determined to make him out of a liar because I knew the God that I served. I kept going to church. I kept paying my tithes. I kept doing what I knew was right. I did what I knew would bring me over. And that was just to serve God and to seek him even more. And May 29th, one day after my kids got out of school, we packed up and we packed everything that we could in my car, and I moved down to Florida where my family was. I came down here on nothing but faith and love. That's all I had. I didn't know what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. I just knew that if God could get me here, that he would make a way.
That's right.
Jeanette, I went from having nothing. I mean, nothing. A lot of times I didn't know how bills were going to get paid. I didn't have money in my pocket. I mean, it was just a complete all-out struggle. I got down here. I don't think it was 2 months after I got down here. I got offered a role in a play that I didn't even audition for. You know, God opened that door for me with someone that I had been wanting to work with for a long, long time. I wanted to get a job where I could still be in entertainment and have fun and possibly progress in, you know, the field of entertainment. God opened that door. He put me on two good jobs that, you know, aren't going nowhere anytime soon. And some people may say, well, you're working two jobs, but that's what's working for me, and that's what God blessed me with, and he makes a way, and I don't struggle. I don't want for anything. And it's all because of the grace of God. I went from not knowing what to do and not having nothing to just having more than enough. And honestly, I thank God for every struggle, every trial, day of not having, because it makes me appreciate everything that I have now. It took me a while. It took me a while to share this, but I promised God. I said, God, if you get me through this, whenever you open the door and give me the strength to tell my testimony, I will do just that, because if I went through it, there's somebody else behind me that's going to go through the same thing, if not worse. But they need to know that just like you made a way for me, you can do the same for them. And I am so grateful for what God has done, how I was able to maintain and keep a smile on my face. A lot of times people did not know. They had no clue of what I was going through.
Right.
Because it was just the grace and the peace of God that was, you know, with me and allowed me to maintain and keep a steady head, a level head, because in the midst of all that, the enemy wanted me to lose my mind, but I had so much more to live for.
That's right.
So much more. And I'm so grateful because I'm happy. My kids are happy. I'm still in ministry. God has opened so many doors. I'm getting ready to work with Judith McAllister, which is the International Praise and Worship Leader for Church of God in Christ all over the world. Getting ready to do some work with her amongst some other people that God is just really opening doors and, you know, making a way for me. And I'm just really grateful for all that he's done and how he brought me out.
Amen. That's right. You know what? Your testimony, I'm just sitting here and I'm getting little chills and, you know, catching, you know, goosebumps, you know, and that's my spirit is aroused by your testimony, you know. And I appreciate you sharing, you know, your testimony with us. And I'm sure that I know that all the listeners are as well. And Kenyatta, I want you to hang in there with us. We're going to take a quick break. And before I go, I need to say, mother of six children who have suffered so much loss, still clung to God and allowed him to guide her through those valleys. She made no excuses, put in the work, and made it happen, you know. So you know, she made it happen through the grace and mercy of God. So is there anyone out there who feel as though their valley is that deep that they can't climb out? Know and understand that you can, because he is definitely with you. You're listening to Serene Motivations. You're on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. I will verse with you in a sec.
Photos that pop are essential for models and actors. Images that show love and connections within a family are memorable keepsakes. Contact Tammy McGarity Photography today. As a model actress turned celebrity photographer, Tammy has a gift for capturing your authentic moments. Call 404-490-2426 or visit www.tammymcgarityphotography.com today.
Are you looking for a book that will uplift, inspire, and motivate you to pursue your God-given purpose? Do you need to hear testimonies of how others overcame to be triumphant? Are you searching for a guide to spiritual maturity? Or perhaps you'd like that perfect gift for a friend? The Survival Radio Christian Network has just the thing for you. Let Me Testify, Messages of Triumph, Purpose, and Survival is a brand new anthology from the hosts of this great network. Order your copy of Let Me Testify today at www.survivalradiochristiannetwork.com. That's www.survivalradiochristiannetwork.com. Read, receive, and be blessed.
Attention, pastors, ministry leaders, and nonprofits. Did you know that most leaders cannot describe their ideal leadership environment? Do you currently have systems in place to facilitate a growth environment? Imagine having a ministry or organization with the tools and strategies that are guaranteed to improve leadership awareness in your staff and volunteers. Stop and imagine no longer. Allie Thies Consulting Group was established just for you, those who dare to lead from the inside out. Allow the truth Allie Thies leadership to meet your training, speaking, and coaching needs at www.alliethiesconsultinggroup.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S consultinggroup.com, or give us a call at 240-245-0503, or email us at alliethiesleader@gmail.com. That's alliethiesleader@gmail.com.
Tired of applying for jobs only to get turned down because of the economy or lack of a degree? What if you can qualify to work for those same Fortune 500 companies without worrying about a degree and work them from the comfort of your home? With JP Employment Services, LLC, enjoy the benefits of making your own hours, enjoy more free time, and earn a great salary. For details, call 678-835-7371. That's 678-835-7371. Or go to www.jpemployment.com. Must be able to pass a background check and certification. Call JP Employment today.
I may not look how you want me to look. I may not pray how you want me to pray. I may not dress how you want me to dress. And I may not say what you want me to say. But does that mean that at the end of the day, that God doesn't see us both the same way? Just because I'm not like you doesn't mean I don't know God like you do. I may not look how you want me to look. I may not pray how you want me to pray. I may not dress how you want me to dress, no. And I may not say what you want me to say. But does that mean that at the end of the day, that God doesn't see us both the same way? Just because I'm not like you doesn't mean I don't know God like you do. You haven't always been that bridge from sin to salvation, some way, somehow. So when you look down on those, because they're not like you, remember you are the same way. But somebody prayed you through. So just because I'm not that's not like you. Remember.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to Serene Motivation on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. I'm your host, Jeanette Young, and I'm being joined by...
Terrell T. Lewis.
Thank you, Terrell. Thank you, thank you. Miss Kenyatta, that was Just Because I'm Not Like You by Miss Kenyatta Bryant. Thank you, Miss Kenyatta, for that beautiful song.
You're welcome. I thank God for that song.
Yes, yes, yes. And Kenyatta, we thank you for being on Serene Motivation. It was an honor and a blessing to have you on today. If you want to just hang out for a little bit, we have another awesome lady joining us, Miss Denise Zealous from the Zealous Hope Project. Miss Denise, how are you doing today?
I am awesome. Kiana got my spirit ready for the day, and beautiful, beautiful testimony. And your voice is anointing. I really, really am grateful to have gotten to hear
you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Ms. Denise, please tell us a little bit about the, well, tell us all, I want to hear it all, about the Zealous Hope Project.
Yes, before I begin, I would like to offer my condolences to Mr. Lewis, and may God's grace fill the void that losing your father will bring for you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I'd like to thank both of you for the opportunity to be on your show today.
Absolutely.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
The Zealous Hope Project actually started out as a community action project. I had been asked by an organization here for women called Dress for Success, Pittsburgh, to represent Dress for Success's World Summit. And each of us were given the task to come back to our community and to create a community action project. And I chose to give women that were transitioning from homelessness into permanent housing as a result of life showing up, as it often does, without our permission.
right.
And the reason that I chose to give these women everyday household items, the things that we now take for granted, such as pots, pans, dishes, silverware, towels, washcloths, sheets, blankets, it's because I myself was homeless, living in abandoned houses for 11 years as a direct result of using crack cocaine. I had used crack cocaine from 1980 to the year 2000. And by God's grace, I had gotten into a program called Bethlehem Haven Women's Shelter. And about a month into being there, there was a group of women that got together and created a program called STAR Program. And it was a program created by individuals in recovery. And that peer support is what where I was able to finally grasp the concept of surrendering to the fact that I was powerless over the drugs. And I didn't know how to do life without some guidance from not just God, but individuals that had gone before me.
Yeah.
I, in turn, in starting the Hope Project, the Zealous Hope Project, and presenting them women with the items for their house.
Okay.
I've gained recognition. I didn't win the award for the Dress for Success Summit, but my sister, nominated me for the Regional Jefferson Award. As a nominee, I sat on stage with six outstanding individuals that had done marvelous things in the community. So when they called me up as the winner of the Regional Jefferson Award and also the winner of the National Jackie Kennedy Onassis Award for Public Service, I was truly taken aback. I truly believe that the award was given to me not so much for my work, but as an example of God's grace.
Yes.
And how that grace can move you from a place of desperation and despair, place where you feel like you're at the end of the road, to a whole new journey and a whole new adventure, which is where I'm at now.
Yes.
I've celebrated, I'll be celebrating 13 years of clean, uninterrupted recovery April 29th of this year.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Yes.
But that doesn't mean that life stops showing up.
That's right.
In 2006, my son was slain on his way to work. He was shot 5 times.
Oh.
And the devastation of that left me hollow, completely hollow. And it was only through God's grace that I was able to continue to move forward. And the miraculous thing was, and the more that I did for other individuals through this project, the more well I became. I today work at Western Psych emergency room, where I am a peer specialist, and my job, my only job, is to give hope to other people. Now, outside of being a drug addict, I'm also an individual that suffers with chronic depression. And so through the midst of all that I was doing, I was doing it in a cloud of despair. This program, the Zealous Hope Program, and helping other women and having other individuals seek out help, helps me to realize that all the things that I went through was for a purpose.
That's
right. It was for the purpose of being able to tell someone else that the more you went through, the greater you're going to impact another's life. I truly believe those of us that have hard trials and tribulations and take wrong turns in life are put in that position so that we can one day change the atmosphere for someone else.
Right.
And that's the purpose of the Zealous Hope Project. The Zealous Hope Project is in waiting for its 501(c)(3) status, and once it's fully initiated, we will present a program called Breaking Cycles. It's easy to offer a person, an individual, a job, but if you don't help that person to change their attitude, ideas, and behavior,
that's right,
they won't keep that job. So that's what the Breaking the Cycle program for the Zealous Hope Project is. The Zealous Hope Project is made up of individuals that are survivors of domestic violence, drug addiction, homelessness, and incarceration.
Yes.
Who better is it that can help people coming out of those situations? And that's what our intent is, to help people come, move from a place of despair into a place of productivity. And we do that with one simple principle, hope.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ms. Denise, for sharing that. I gotta tell you, you are hope. You know, you are hope for so many women and men as well. But I believe your primary focus is women. Is your primary focus women? For the
it started out the initial project was geared for women, but this program is geared for all individuals that want to move from a place of despair to a place of productivity, whether it's a male, female, and basically our children. The goals of the Zealous Hope Project is to raise enough money so that disadvantaged individuals can have a place to come and get school clothes for their children and Pampers for their babies. There's a lot of programs in Pittsburgh that address a lot of things, but there's none that address that. So that's our main focus for 2014.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to say to both of you, both our guests, that as you have taken the losses of your family members and whatnot, and you've been through so much, I liken both of you unto Job in the Bible. He had lost family member after family member, and while yet somebody was speaking, he was losing one back to another. But as he had went through that, there's nothing new under the sun. But you guys are testimonies like Job, and you have peace. I hear the peace in your voices, and I hear the peace in your testimonies, your songs, everything. I have peace because I have accepted the fact that my dad is at home with my father in heaven, as opposed to somebody who may not truly understand that. They may mourn longer than I would because, there are people out there who may not accept that heaven is home. But I have accepted that in my father's case, and I want to thank you both for your condolences and everybody out there who has given you condolences. But for real, your testimonies are literally uplifting me right now at this very moment, and I want to thank both of you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Absolutely. And thank you. Thank you, Rel, for that. Ms. Denise, I have to ask you, in sharing your testimony, and for those who are out there listening, in your recovery, when you lost your baby, your son, what was it that helped you sustain and kept you from going back out there? Because a lot of ladies, a lot of men and women, period, teenagers as well, they're in recovery, and it only takes that small little thing, and it sends them right back out there to the races. What was it that helped you sustain during those tragic times?
It's very important for anybody that's in recovery to develop a strong support group. This is an insidious disease that never stops growing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a very awesome support group that stayed with me 24 hours a day for as long as I needed them. But the remarkable thing about recovery is that it's the disease of addiction, I believe, is a disease that's in search of a spiritual solution. And because I added some principles to my fractured personality, when it came time to really rely on God, it was an automatic thing. It wasn't, you have to practice these principles. You can't, a lot of people come into recovery and they say they're recovering, but if you're not working on changing your attitude and changing your ideas and behaviors, then you'll resort back to what you know.
Right.
And because I practiced admitting when life was bigger than me, when I practiced sharing pain instead of burying it, those are all principles.
Hello, Ms. Denise, are you there? I think we lost Ms. Denise, but we will strive to get her back. Ms. Kenyatta, are you still with us?
I am still here.
Okay. Ms. Denise, if you're still there, check the lines on your end for us, please. And in the process, I will say to both you ladies, this hour has gone by so quickly. When you're working with God, when he's working with you, and his presence is there, time flies because it feels so good. The work
Amen.
Is just good, right? Kenyatta, thank you once more, just for sharing your powerful testimony. It has definitely impacted me today. It's impacted Terrell and all of our other listeners, So I will say this to you. We
We are about to close in prayer, and this prayer is for you, for Miss Denise as well, and for all of the listeners out there, for the Zealous Hope Project. We will get Miss Denise back again.
I'm back. Oh, are you back?
I'm back. I don't know what happened.
She's there. I was just sharing, you know, that we're truly grateful to have you both on the show today, sharing your powerful testimonies, for you sharing about the Zealous Hope Project. Thank you so much. And we will have you back on again, Ms. Denise. And I will say this really quick, ladies, Ms. Kenyatta Bryant first, please share with us where your music can be purchased and how those who are interested in connecting with you, how can they connect with you?
My music can be found anywhere music can be downloaded. That's Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, anywhere you can download music, you can find my music. Also, my direct number is 404-849-1645. Again, that's 404-849-1645. You will speak to me personally if you are calling to book me for any event that you're having. You can also find me on Facebook under Kenyatta Latoya. That's K-E-N-Y-A-T-T-A-L-A-T-O-Y-A, Kenyatta Latoya.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Kenyatta Bryant. Ms. Denise Zealous, please share with us, share with the audience, for those who are interested in connecting with you in reference to the Zealous Hope Project, how can they connect with you?
They can go to www.thehopeproject.net to my website, or they can call area code 412-567-8140. I also can be found on Facebook under Zealous, Z-E-L-L-O-U-S, hopeproject.com.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies. Once again, true blessing for having you in. Come in and join us today, and we will close with a prayer by Mr. Terrell T. Lewis.
Father, hold on a second. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly thank you, Lord, for this moment in prayer to spend time with you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking my father home, being with you, Lord Jesus. And to all the people out there going through any struggle, any pain, any emotions, that let them realize that it's an emotion. And to go open up your word, Lord, and then to go find out what is, not just by emotion, but by knowledge to understand that when we lose somebody and there's a time for mourning, that we have to move on in life. I'm praying for my brothers and sisters. I'm praying for my cousins and family members who are greatly affected by the loss of my father, and friends too as well. We pray that people are able to still move on and live our lives. I know that's what our Father would want. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to experience this, because time of pain, there is a time of rejoicing, Lord. I thank you for your protection and your hedge around our family, Lord, because we continually are allowed to do your will and your purpose and good pleasure, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my mediator and my Lord and Savior, Lord, for protecting us and our children. Lord, I thank you for building me up. And you said in the Bible, you said the Holy Spirit will heal the brokenhearted. And I'm going by your word, Lord. I'm trusting you. I'm believing it. And from this moment on, I will give you the glory and the praise as always, Lord. For those out there who are still, like I said, struggling in anything, our guests today, our true testimonies, I pray that they can hear this message again. It is always out there for us all. So we give you all the praise and all the glory. And I am with our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for joining us here on Serene Motivation on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. So until next time, God bless. Be beautiful. Be productive. We love you.
Love you. Bye.